Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Stranded two on with a strikeout. Worth was at second. Harper was at first after Worth doubled and Harper got intentionally walked to get to Zimmerman. Bottom of the fourth, two innings later, Zimmerman at the plate again. Flies out. It was hard contact, deep to left, but kind of a routine fly ball. Harper was at first. Worth was at second. Same exact scenario. Bottom of the fifth, Scherzer, one pitch away from the eight-pitch inning. Bloop single, double down the line, two runs there, and the lead is gone. Bottom sixth, bases loaded. Matt Wieters flies out to left down the foul line. That was right field, actually. Hayward made the catch, if memory serves, F9. But Wieters flew out, should have been pinch hit for. Bottom seventh, bases loaded, one out. You got 3 and 4 in the order coming up with the bases loaded and one out. Harper gets the sac fly, Zim ends up coming up with runners on the corners and can't come through. Bottom eighth, back-to-back walks before Lind's first pitch swinging, double play.
That one was the dagger.
That was a killer. Bottom eighth, first and second for Turner. Wade Davis is in a jam. He's laboring. He's not throwing strikes. Turner is having a decent at-bat.
No one's up in the bullpen.
Lobatone gets gunned down at first. A base hit there ties the game. I mean, the number of times they could have tied the game with just one swing, just one moment. And this has kind of been the book on the Nats in the playoffs the last few years. On the precipice, time and time again, of that one moment to get you over the top. You need one hit. You need one pitch to get out of the jam, to just get back into the dugout, to regroup. It's winning time, people. Make the play or don't. And they just have not been able to. They've done everything other than make the one play to get them over the top. Let's go to Nathan in Alexandria. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
I just want to give you guys a quick compliment here. You guys are killing it on the EMP 180 weight loss stuff.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
I did some of that last night, I'll tell you that, eating my anxiety.
Oh, I bet. I wanted to get your guys' take. Well, I'll preface this. I'm not going to blame the officiating on the loss. There's some questionable stuff, some contentious stuff. But I think if you play the game to the point where you're leaving – the results in the hands of the officiating crew, then you're going to be in trouble. But I was curious what you guys think about how Dusty handled Wieters taking the bat to the face, and whether you think he should have made a bigger deal out of that, stayed out there longer, halted the game longer, you know, maybe even risk getting tossed or something over that, because it would have ended the inning.
It's a good question, man. Look, I don't know what was said. That's why I haven't crushed him for that.
Right.
A bunch of people, when I went on my Dusty diatribe about all the mistakes he made last night, said, why didn't you mention that he didn't seem to care about the missed call? I'm sure he did. I don't know what he's supposed to say there. I think he probably said his piece. I remember eviscerating Matt Williams for getting thrown out of a home playoff game. I don't think that's a good thing to do. I would have liked for him to show me he was more upset than he did, but I'm sure he said what he was supposed to say.
Yeah, I don't know what else you can hope for there. I mean, I guess you can file a protest or something like that. I don't know what that's going to do necessarily. I ultimately think that they were locked and stuck with that incorrect call. Well, I think it was incorrectly applied. I've seen counter arguments today. I've been, you know, voraciously looking for something that tells me that Jerry Lane did what he was supposed to do as the home plate umpire there. I mean, all you can ask for is to, hey, let's get together. Let's conference on this thing. Let's have all the umpires talk. And they did. They all got together and had whatever conversation to decide that the original thing was correct. It's exasperating. But at the end of the day, Matt Wieters, when he gave his answer postgame, said exactly the right thing. I need to block the baseball. The contact with the helmet occurred after the block was missed. Block the ball. Or don't throw it into the crapper in right field. You know what I mean? You got bases loaded, and you get out of it on the next pitch. But they didn't. I mean, just be normal. Do what you're supposed to
do. Scherzer had an inning the likes of which we'd never seen from him. Wieters had an inning that he didn't have all year.
Yeah.
I would say Worth dropped the ball that he normally catches, but he's done that a few times this year, frankly.
He's good for a couple of years. No sense.
But there were just a few, you know, where you go, really? That guy in that spot had that much problem? He's better than that. Happened throughout the series. Sean in Fairfax, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, what do you guys think about last night at the game? I mean, it is what it is. You know, they lost, however. But the base running or the third base coach on plays where we had guys that he could have just sent home, he held them up too many times. What do you guys think about that?
Well, look, last year Henley sends a runner, gets thrown out at the plate.
By 50 everyone feet.
Everyone says be more conservative. You had a runner thrown out at the plate at the beginning of the game. I actually tend to agree on the Murphy double. I wanted to see. Well, no, that wasn't the right one because Zim barely got to third, and I was like, why is he only at third? But I guess he's just not fast is the answer. There was one time, though, when they held somebody up at third, and they absolutely could have sent a player, and maybe that's the difference. But if you have two guys thrown at the plate, maybe Bob Henley's out of a job after last year's Game 5.
Now, I'm trying to remember, because there was one where it was in the outfield, and I was kind of surprised. That's all
exactly.
They got. Cubs made a good play to get it back in quickly. Was
yes.
It was it the Murphy double? Was Zobrist turned and
I
got it back
the
in?
The Murphy double was after got Zim to third, and it wasn't Zim who I'm thinking of. It was another situation because Zim like pulled up at third way later than I would have anticipated. I looked up to see if they scored two, and Zim was like pulling into third.
Was it the Harper double into the corner?
May have been. I think that might have been what it was.
Where Worth pulled up?
And guess who's on the line? The power of positivity guy. Andrew in D.C. He called back. Andrew, what's up?
I'm very proud of the team. And I was listening to you, Grant, enumerating all the situations where one thing could have happened and another thing could have happened. And that's the game. There's so much. That's a good game. We have nothing to be ashamed of because we gave it everything we had. And there are going to be mistakes in baseball. There are going to be these little failures. And if you just keep on pushing, you just keep on pushing, you never give up, it's going to come out your way someday.
I have two questions for you. First, you have the greatest voice I've ever heard. I wanted to ask you this last time. Do you use some kind of voice changer, or is that your real voice?
No, that's my voice.
Wow. How does it happen like that? You just have always had that voice? You drink a lot of coffee? What's
no.
The deal?
No. I don't know. Okay. Now you're embarrassing me.
No, I don't want to embarrass you. You've got a good voice. Number two, here's my
thank
other thing.
You.
Do you in any way blame Danny for the loss because he was not positive enough?
No.
Okay.
No, I just felt that we've got to, if you're rooting for a team and you want them to do well, you've got to have the, and you're on the air and you want people to go to the park and yell and scream. And I believe that has an effect on a team. If people in the crowd are constantly on your side and letting you know. And
I agree.
That's all I meant.
Well, I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. And I agree with Power Positivity Guy on that. By the way, how silly are his pipes?
I just was mesmerized.
I mean, his pipes are so good.
I want him to, like, read a nursery rhyme or something. Like, give me some Dr. Seuss. Just put me to sleep. Awesome.
Can you believe he called back in after the last appearance on the Grant and Danny
Who knows
radio
if
program?
He heard it or not? I guess that's the other the point that's up for debate. I don't know if anybody emailed him like, hey, did you hear what that one jackass said when you hung up?
I like that guy. And again, we need more of him. We need more of Dan in Fairfax if we're going to get through this. Because 0-13 in games like that doesn't make it easy.
0-13.
Jamal Collier at 1. Craig Hoffman is next. We'll be taking more of your calls on G&D here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.